Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly with you. Reacting to the news, it is the opening day of NHL free agency, and the Preds have already made a move, and they just officially announced it. So we now know what the picks are in this move. The Preds have traded a 2027 second-round pick and Vegas's third-round pick in 2028 for Maverick Bork and Ilya Lyubushkin. So Maverick Bork, that's the centerpiece of that deal. 41 points as a 24-year-old last year. He comes in, and I would assume this is probably the big move that Chris McFarland is going to make. Dustin from Hopkinsville on the text line, it's starting to feel like we might only see one of these older stars traded off. Marchessault might be trying to build bottom up and compete immediately. And I would agree with that. I think that you probably are going to see somebody move, but to help us out into the analysis of this, we are joined now by Max Herz from Preds Radio. Max, appreciate you coming on short notice after this move that the Preds just made.
Yeah, of course, Jake. I saw it happen, saw it became official, and I got to admit, I texted you. I wanted to come on and talk about it right away. So
I love it.
It's my pleasure. This is a really big pickup for the Preds. Really good trade.
Yes, and it's definitely one of those players that fits into what Chris McFarland said that he wanted when he took the job. What are your initial impressions on Bork as a player and where he fits in with this team right now and long term?
I think it's an unbelievable win in every regard. I think it's the type of player they want in terms of age, ability, pace, and position. I also think this was an incredible trade for the Preds, not just in terms of acquiring Bork, but also what they gave up. A second and a third for Bork, and taking Lyubushkin, the defenseman, is a favor for the Stars, but there are other teams that are doing bigger favors, taking on worse contracts with more term than Lyubushkin for 1 year at $3.25 million. Like that is why you have cap space. And I look at all the aspects of this swap, two players for two picks, and even though he's retired, you got to credit Barry Trotz because he left Chris McFarland with cap space and extra picks in the second and third round to do this with.
So we just got done having that conversation about, you know, leaving him the opportunity to really maneuver the board.
Yeah, I just think it is the perfect move for where the Preds are at now and what led them to this point. I think it is the best possible transaction they could make.
And, Max, they've made a lot of moves up front, you know, Drury, Colton, Hoglander, now Bork. Do you think that there are other moves to come in terms of getting rid of some of the pieces that
he
already
have? He wants to know if they're going to trade Marchessault.
I mean, if he wants to go, then yeah. Especially since you're bringing another right shot who's probably going to play the wing. I guess he did play center either in the AHL or juniors. Bork did, but I think you got to clear a little bit of room somehow. But look, don't count anything out. Free agency opens in 45 minutes. I think things can happen, and I there have already been things that surprised us in the month that Chris McFarland has been the Preds GM, or less than a month. So I think anything could happen.
Well, Max, grateful to have you on and have your knowledge on the situation, because I will be the first to admit I'm not a Maverick Bork expert, but I do know that Chris McFarland has added speed to this Predator attack. And when I know the way that Andrew Burnett wants to coach and wants his team to play, he maybe didn't have the right kind of players to play the way they want to play the game. Do you think that Burnett is set up to succeed better right now than he was last year?
Absolutely. And it's not that he maybe didn't have the players to play his style the last couple of years. It's definitely true. And I think the reason that Barry Trotz allowed Andrew Burnett to continue as the Predators coach is because he did such a good job in that type of situation. And when Trotz said last year on the radio he thinks the coaching staff is coaching their butts off, that's what he meant. They had to make changes to their style and their system, and it took time every year to put those new things in. And I think Bork is an amazing fit. Like, to me, I for such a long time, before all the craziness of the trades with Rantanen happened, I thought of Logan Stankoven and Maverick Bork in the same sentence. They came up together with the Stars. They were great for the Stars in the AHL. They're undersized guys, both right shots, both producers who have proven a lot of people wrong. And Stankoven, for some reason, agreed to a 7-year, $6 million a year contract before last season, which was ridiculous, I thought, when it happened. I thought he should have fired his agent the moment that contract happened. And then he was, I think, the Hurricanes' best player in the playoffs. And he's only making $6 million for the next 6 years, which is insane.
Yeah, so
I think the Preds have a chance to lock up Bork long term. And just because he didn't always get the A looks with the Stars, I think the Preds are getting him at a perfect point in his career when he is absolutely ready to take off. And, like, I think in a way, the Preds could have just acquired the next Stankoven.
Well, do you think it's Wood, Stamkos, and Bork on the second line?
That'd be interesting. If you got Stamkos on the left, yeah, I like that a lot. I've always liked O'Reilly, Evangelista, and Forsberg together.
Yep.
So I think you have the right thought, Corey, to put that trio together. But, hey, remember, 2 years ago today, we were talking about Tommy Novak, Steven Stamkos, and Jonathan Marchessault as the second line. And I don't think that line ever played a regular season shift together. So you,
yeah, you don't know how they all come together.
You don't put line sheets up in the summer.
Yeah, but you just try to figure out what makes sense and kind of, you know, how this team is being put together. And obviously, you'll try different combinations. And we've seen combinations change during the season. But, you know, bottom line, like we talked about, if they're faster, if they're better skaters, you know, if they can play every foot of the ice better, I think Andrew Burnett will have a lot more smiles on his face than he's had the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think this is a player, as long as he continues his trajectory and is a hard worker, which I imagine they've done their due diligence on to make sure that he is the type of hustle guy that they want, and he's not going to mail it in if he gets contract security or anything like that, that he is their exact guy. And I've never met Bork. I've seen him play against the Preds. I think he's played against the Preds. A handful of times here over the last couple of seasons, but I felt like him and Stankoven always had their best games together against the Predators. I don't think he's a guy who's ever going to give it up. He's played six games against the Preds, so I've seen him play six times.
Well, as a play-by-play guy,
I don't think he's a guy you have to worry about.
As a play-by-play guy, I mean, a guy like Maverick, I mean, that's a great name for you, Max. You got to love that.
I know. I went right in, and I sent the Preds broadcast group text the Top Gun gif right off the bat.
I was going to say,
come on, do some of that scoring stuff.
You need some Top Gun references on the call this year, Max. It has to happen.
Yeah, I'm due for a rewatch of the original, too.
Bork is supersonic.
Hey, yeah, make a list for me, Corey. You're better at this stuff than I am.
No, I just grew up with Top Gun. I'm old. I was like 14 when that movie came out.
I've already had to suggest plenty of calls for Kevin Ingram having Chandler Bing on Vanderbilt's team,
yeah.
So we'll have to work
Ms.
on some
Chandler Bing.
Yeah,
go ahead, Matt.
I wanted more of those too, Kevin. If you're listening,
yeah, I was. You
he's
know,
coming back.
We need like if he hits a three or something, could he be any more open or something like that? Max, this obviously is probably the biggest move we've seen so far this offseason from Chris McFarland. Do you think that there is more to come in terms of acquisitions, or do you think this roster's in a decent spot as it stands right now?
Well, they have enough players, so I think there will be more. I think it's just about who comes available, and I think McFarland, along with Rob Blake and Jamie Langenbrunner, who are the new Predators leadership trio, I think they're just playing what comes open to them. And I think we saw that during the draft, too. They started with 11 picks. I think they only ended up making 8 selections, yep. If I'm correct, either 7 or 8. Because they traded up, they traded out, and they took what was given to them. And one of the things that's really interesting to me is since they completely traded out of the second round to move late in the first and take Tommy Bleyl, who's the first example of that, but they saw this speedy do-it-all defenseman with a lot of offensive upside, and they said, we're going to take him at 31, and they got him. But they gave up the whole second round to do that. So they didn't pick for a while on day two. And then by the time they had their first pick, they took a goalie, which they didn't have to do this year. But it was pretty clear that Dmitry Borachev, the Russian goalie who they took, who just turned 18, it was pretty clear that they had valued him as the best goalie in the draft. And a lot of analysts had that. And they said, you know what? He's there. We don't need anything else more than this right now. We're going to take him. So I think all of this underscores the way that we're learning how McFarland thinks. And it's not any different from what he did with the Avs. He did what he had to do when the opportunities were presented to him to do it.
Max, one thing I did want to ask you about is we're talking about the way these lines set up. There's a name we have not brought up in this, and that is Brady Martin. How does that affect his trajectory to the NHL and where he fits with this team? Because my assumption was he'd be on the team this year, but now I look at all the centers they've added, and I go, maybe he gets time to marinate, as they say, in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think the only center they've traded for or acquired who is guaranteed to make the team is Jack Drury. So I think you can put Drury down as the 3C. I don't think Adam Edstrom, who they got from the Rangers, is guaranteed to make the team at all. I think he'll have every chance in camp to break camp with the big club. But I think Martin will have a chance to play some center and be in open competitions. Also, you got to remember, he played some wing in preseason last year, too, and that actually went okay. So that could be a path for him also.
I also wonder about him as the second-line center and Wood sliding down to a third-line forward along with Drury. So we'll see. We'll see.
Big move today for the Preds. Go ahead, Max.
I think they want to keep Wood down the middle, but again, no point in doing line sheets in July. It's fun to talk about.
Right.
We'll see what happens in September.
That's Max's nice way of saying stop talking, Corey.
Well, as 0178 says, we've got Maverick. Whoever's on the line with Maverick Bork is going to be Iceman and Goose.
Well,
and
we need Goose. We need to bring Paul Gostad back.
Yeah.
And we could absolutely have Maverick and Goose.
Well, when the new Top Gun movie came out, which was, 3 years ago?
Which, by the way, superior to the first one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that a hot take?
I don't think so. It was awesome.
It was a great movie.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Preds did a Top Gun ticket pack for a game, and there was a shirt that came with it. And it was Matt Duchene in his final season on the team wearing the goggles and the headgear. And Saros was with him in the plane, and it said, "Talk to me, Juice." I've used that in some big save calls. I really like that.
That's great.
Whoever in Preds marketing came up with that did a great job.
Talk to me, Juice.
Really well done. Max, we appreciate you coming on short notice to react to this move, and we will be sure to talk to you again soon as we see more things come down here from Chris McFarland.
Yeah, guys, my pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the day. I don't know if there's going to be a better move for the Preds than this.
Wow.
This is really the best they could do.
Yes, big move. Maverick Bork coming over. Second and third round pick heading back to Dallas. Max, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, guys, thank you.
Max Hurst from Preds Radio.
Wow.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.